Who doesn't like a little teasing? Huh? Teasing is just good. I always love it when I tease you. Huh? It feels great to be teased and then denied. I know. Well, I don't mean to be mean. Mommy just wanna toy with you for some time. Yes. I think now is the right time to tease you. Now is the right time. First, be sure you will not be disturbed. Remove your shoes. Remove any clothing that will interfere with your physical comfort or distract you in any way. Now, I want you to take off your clothes. But if you don't want to, that's also good. The effectiveness of this file will determine how much you submit to my words and suggestions. Don't worry, you're safe and secured. You're really safe. You know Mommy will always take care of you, don't you? Wear your diaper. Remove your clothes. Then stretch out on your back with your legs separated. Take off your clothes. Please wear your diaper. It makes it more effective. Wear your diapers. Stretch out on your back. Open your legs so that no part of your calves or thighs are touching. Keep your feet separated at least 8 to 10 inches apart. Your arms extended loosely and limply alongside your body. Your palms facing downward and fingers limply outstretched. Once we begin, you can help by remaining quiet and passive. One of the goals is for you to become aware of one single place in your body, and you can best achieve that goal by avoiding any movement. Lay on your back. Spread your legs. Wear a diaper. Now I want you to also, you can put a pillow in between your legs. Or some type of clothes that you can hump on. Just put it between your legs. Once again, remove your clothes. Wear back, open your legs, put a pillow in between your legs, take a deep breath, and fill up your lungs. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Just keep breathing. Now take another deep breath. This time deeper. Take in all the air that your lungs can hold. Then exhale slowly. Just inhale. Exhale. Now close your eyes if you want to. Please leave them closed down until I ask you to open them again. You will always be able to open your eyes unless I were to give you a direct command and tell you that your eyelids are locked, closed, and I don't intend to do any of that. So just close your eyes and relax. Just close your eyes now and relax. Breathe in and out. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension or stress or frustrations often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Let them loose. Let your whole body loose. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth, and jaw muscles. It's an amazing feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It feels wonderful. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever is best to you, just let it happen. You can even unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. And when you're mentally relaxed and physically relaxed at the same time, that is when your mind begins to drift and feel some sensation of arousal. You feel aroused just when you're both physically and mentally relaxed. Think about your neck and shoulder muscles now. And into the top of your hands, letting all tensions drain away. As you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrist, and into your hands. Right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs, just letting all those muscles let go and relax. Now think about your breathing. Notice that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more, so you can let any tension, any stress in the chest area simply drain away as you think about it draining away and down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax down into your back, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And now to your waist and your brain, your main thigh also muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through your calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. The more you relax, the more you're beginning to feel aroused. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body are beginning to relax and very weak. And on the other hand, you're just letting go. You're beginning now to feel some sensation around your groin area. The more you relax, the more the sensation is beginning to gather up and just move all over your body, down to your peeny weeny, so you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over. You can become gradually aware of your old self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet, again just sensing how they're relaxing even more, aware of your legs and feet all together with your whole body, and wondering if it's possible to relax even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert, because your waist is trying to respond to the tingling sensations that is beginning to gather up in your private place. and your teeny weeny is becoming hard and bigger, hard and bigger, while you're relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite completely unnoticed, just letting go, just being vaguely aware of your entire body. It's a good feeling to be in diapers and still feel some sense of arousal. It's a wonderful feeling just how long you can last while being aroused. But the thought of being able to reach orgasm is now becoming to settle in your brain. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move one single muscle. Yet there's a sense in your body that is moving your teeny weeny, making it longer and bigger, more aroused at every single breath that you take, while allowing yourself to just be more relaxed and relaxing even more and more. Now you're letting the words that I say sink into your mind. Your brain is beginning to absorb my suggestions. My words are now your focus and priority. With your diapers on and a pillow in between your legs, it's now beginning to arouse you even more and more. Finding the last tiny traces of tension and stress and frustrations in your body, and simply just letting them go so that you can enjoy the tingling sensation within your legs. Just breathe. Now you want to hedge until all you feel is blank. You're so ready to move. You're so ready to close the pillow between your legs and just grind away. Because the more you listen to the sound of my voice, the more you feel blank, and the only thing in your mind now is humping. You want to hump that pillow, you want to hump that thing in between your legs. because it's so pleasurable. It's so wonderful to be able to hump in your diapers. It is wonderful when you touch and wet your diapers with release. It's wonderful when you finally climax while humping your diaper. And you just love it to be told to make the humping last, to make it enjoyable, and to deny yourself of the pleasure, because now mommy is denying you the pleasures of grinding on your diapers. Mommy is not telling you to grind, because you're mommy, little kitty. You just want to play. I know you want to hang. You're losing your mind with every word that I say, as you get aroused even deeper and deeper. It's pleasurable. I want you to let yourself go. Now close your legs. Close your legs with a pillow in between. Close your legs. Let the pillow or whatever you put between your legs, close it. And now I need you to start grinding. Now close your legs with a pillow in between. Now you can begin to grind. Slowly, keep whining your diaper. Just keep going slowly to waste your waste. Enjoy it. You're already feeling good. It is so pleasurable, isn't it? I'm sure that the more you grind, the more you feel so aroused and hard. Just keep grinding more and more, more and more. Twist on it, left and right. Is it in circles? Twist your waist. It feels great. Rub it. Roll it. Just keep humping. Keep going. Enjoy it. Because mommy said so. And because you do as you're told. Your mommy's good little adult. So just roll your waist. Tease yourself even more. The more you continue the humping rhythm, the more you love it. The more you get closer and closer to climax. It is so pleasurable. That doesn't really matter if you climax or not, because all that matters is to do as I say, is to listen to mommy, because mommy knows best. Just keep humping, keep playing, keep grinding on your diapers, keep rubbing it. It is yours. Just enjoy it. It's fun to see you squirm. and whimper in pleasure. I love to see you enjoy yourself as you grind and whine and twist, unpin your diapers. You're not really thinking about climax in there, because you're just enjoying it. You're so aroused. Just twist it. Continue to roll it. Keep umping. Just keep umping and umping and umping. Your movies, little baby. And mommy's giving you the opportunity now to just hump on your diapers, hump that pillow, clip your legs tight. It's so good when you tighten your legs. It is so pleasurable. And now you're beginning to feel an uncontrollable sensation. You're so aroused now. You're so hard. You love humping in your diapers because it feels good. So roll, twist, clip your legs together with it. Enjoy it. It is so tight in between your legs. It's getting wet in there. It's okay to wet your diapers with climax, to orgasm while wearing your diaper and humping, because it feels good. It feels great. And it is very, very sexy when you do that. It feels amazing to hump. That's the best thing that's ever happened to you. The best orgasm that you've ever had is when you're humping on your diapers. So go on and hump it. Roll your waist with it. Feels great. Twist your waist. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and you're going to stop. You will stop grinding. You will stop umping. 1. You really don't want to stop, do you? 2. You're so aroused. 3. It's time to stop. Stop it. Just stop it and let yourself loose. Yes. Mommy doesn't want you to climax. No. Now every single time you listen to this file, you will just hump and hump and hump, and you will just stop humping. You will quit it. You will just hump when you're close to climax. You will suddenly stop every single time. Each time you listen to this file, you will feel so aroused, wearing your diaper and wanting to hump and release. This file would also make it easy for you to relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and then I'll say fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes are open. You are then fully aware. 1. Slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed. You feel wonderful right now. 3. From your head to your toes, you're feeling perfect in every way. Physically, mentally, emotionally calm and serene. 4. Your eyes are now beginning to feel sparkling clear. And on the next number count, your eyelids would open, fully aware, feeling calm, feeling invigorated and full of energy. 5, you're fully aware now. Your eyelids open, take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs and just stretch. Enjoy this while every time you just feel like teasing yourself and umping, but then denying yourself of release, orgasm. You know mommy loves you, don't you? Kisses.